Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
Oh, man, that's just so good. And it is the perfect introduction to a series that we're kicking off today involving the affiliated group of historians and Visit Pensacola people and chamber people. There's this whole board that's been put together to promote the 200th anniversary coming up of Escambia County. It's very, very cool. And that's this summer. And leading up to it, this group of people is writing articles for the PNJ that show up every, I think it's supposed to be every Monday is when they show up. I don't know. I read it online on Sunday. But the first article, obviously, it makes natural sense that she'd be the first article, is former president of University of West Florida, Judy Bentz, who joins us now. And she wrote it, and we're going to talk about it every week. Dr. Bentz, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's good to be back.
Oh, man, it's so good to have you back on the air, as always. So let's start with this. You know, you got the 200th anniversary of Escambia County coming up. This is a big deal, and you guys have come up with this plan to kind of promote that and educate people. And I just wanted to give you a chance to do kind of a radio version of what's in the article. And your article that you wrote was a pretty sweeping history of the first group of settlements that eventually formed Pensacola, right?
Yes, well, most people, I think, believe that Pensacola has always been located where it is today, and that's not true. Long before Pensacola was what we call downtown, down there on the bay, there were four other places that the Spanish tried to establish a settlement, and so I thought I would sort of set the stage for the 200th anniversary by going back to the 450th years ago when Luna arrived in 1559. Now, of course, before Luna were 10,000 years of a Native American occupation here on Pensacola Bay. But the Spanish discovered Pensacola Bay pretty early in the 1500s because they were down in the Caribbean, of course, and they, you know, had ships, and they went along the coast and found Pensacola Bay. And by 1559, they decided to build a settlement here. And most people in Pensacola know about Tristan da Luna. And believe it or not, we have found that settlement, and Dr. John Worth has been studying it for 4 or 5 years now. We've learned a lot about what happened to them there, both from the documents and from the archaeology.
And that's the one. And that's the one down at Emmanuel Point. That's the one where a couple of years ago, when you were still present, you guys announced that location. Well, not the location, but the dig. But people kind of know where it is anyway. And that was the first effort at a settlement here.
That's right. 1,500 people, most of them colonists, you know, with families, and but they were protected by soldiers, and also had a unit of Aztec warriors here. So that was pretty cool. But it didn't work. One of our famous hurricanes hit them dead on. Their supplies were not unloaded, and they lost all their food and supplies and really put them into a tailspin. So it only lasted a couple of years.
So where
and then
did,
there was
so,
137 yeah, years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. So 137 years, where was the second location attempted?
Out by Fort Barrancas on the Naval Air Station. And they were on the bluff over there, Fort Barrancas, where the office, some of the officers' housing is, and overlooking the pass. Well, that worked for about 21 years until the French turned. They were their allies and turned their enemies, and they attacked them and drove them off. And the French lived here for 3 years there on that site. But the Spanish retreated to Port St. Joe, where they had a military outpost, and they lived there for 3 years. On the spit, right at the tail end of a spit. It's almost like a barrier island at the entrance to St. Joe Bay. And one thing led to another. There was a war in Europe, and then Spain got Pensacola back. So 3 years later, everybody packs up in 1722 from St. Joe, and they go over, they come back to Pensacola. But they liked being on the island, protected from Indian attacks, which were just rampant this whole time. Because the British were trying to kick the Spanish out of Florida and take it for themselves. Well, anyway, they were out on the island for 30 years. But while they were only marginally attacked, it was still very violent. They had 8 hurricanes.
Oh, my God.
2 in 1 year in 1752, and they called it quits.
Yeah.
And
So they were at Emmanuel Point, then they were over at Barrancas, yep. A lot of time in between that one. And then they were at St. Joe Bay,
yep.
and then they were out on the island, right. Which, you know, not, again, mm-hmm. these are all kind of around the perimeter, so to speak. And then they were there until what, 1756, something like that?
Yeah, about 1756, they finally decided to leave there, and they came over to what we now know is downtown Pensacola. They had already built kind of a fortified warehouse there for the island people, and so they just, everybody moved over there and really founded what we know as Pensacola today. They called it San Miguel de Pensacola, and that name stuck. The British kicked everybody out of Florida at the point of a gun in 1763, but then they were kicked out by the Spanish again 18 years later. And, I mean, you know, it was up and down. But finally, in 1821, the Spanish just couldn't hold on to Florida. And they were having trouble in what we know as Mexico today. And so they basically sold Spanish Florida to the United States. And no money changed hands, so they were deep in debt to the United States. But then began our history that we know as American culture and American history. And so my job in this article was to lead up to the second coming of the Spanish and the transition to the American period. And honest, Andrew, I don't think most people in Pensacola know what we're celebrating 200 years ago. And the answer is becoming part of the United States and no longer a colony of Spain. So it's our job on our 200th anniversary commission to educate people about what was going on, what in the heck we're celebrating, what was the, you know, the last Spanish colony here like, and what was the early American culture here like, because it was a huge transition.
Absolutely.
And of all things, there were only 2 counties in Florida.
I know that's. I found that part amazing. There's Escambia County, and then go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you, but yeah, I thought that was wild too. Go ahead.
And St. John's, and so they. That was it. They quickly were divided up in the next 2 years, but those were the 2, and we in Pensacola are where that formal transition to the United States took place, where the flags were exchanged.
It's such a great reminder of, you know, the mayor always likes to talk about, you know, Pensacola has so many firsts for Florida, and that's a great example of it. You know,
yep.
the first of the 2, only 2 at the time, counties. Well, this is exactly why I wanted to have you on, because I agree with you. You know, I'm a transplant here, only living here 7 years, and I still feel like mm-hmm. what I know about the history is short of what it should be, and I'm sure other people feel the same way. And as we come up to the 200th, I hope that we know a lot more. That's why I'm looking forward to doing this this series with you and whoever else writes these articles. Judy Bentz, Dr. Judy Bentz, a former president of UWF and one of the members of the 200th Anniversary Commission. Dr. Bentz, thanks for the time. Thanks for teaching us. And we appreciate all you do to keep our knowledge of history going here in Pensacola.
My pleasure. And thank you, Andrew.